All right. Well, Facebook Live. Hey, it is 7 o'clock. I actually got started a couple of minutes early saying hello to Janice and Kayla and Julia and Arlene. Awesome. Good. Oh, hi, Mom. Mom rolls in here.
Hello, Mother.
All right. Well, everything's been kind of interesting. So for those of you watching, and hey, the field of view looks a little more narrow. Well, we're actually without two guitars, drums, piano player, backup vocals. It's you and me, baby. It's Todd. Todd and I are hanging out here with you tonight musically.
Please be kind.
Yeah. Yeah, so
you get what you get, right?
But bless God, he is able. He is able. And actually, we also did things a little out of order also, too. So we had a little time here. A little time here before we went on Facebook Live. So already prayed with Stephen for his hand. Bless God, he's moving around, and God is just taking over that last little bit, just going. It's awesome. We prayed for Rita earlier. She had burned her hand. Ugh. And stubbed her toe. Actually, I think she decided she broke her toe is what she decided. But I prayed for that. Pain's gone in the toe now. So I'm expecting to hear that. So praying for healing on the front end here. And we'll do it in the middle, and we'll do it on the tail end, too, because that's what God does. All right, well, sing along with us today. We've got a few songs we can do. No drums, just bass and guitar, and a vocal. See if we can just do this all night. But we won't. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
Get an artificial voice here.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
So if nothing else, this is affirmation for those of you ever wondered how important it was to have all the other sounds of the band.
Now our God is able.
Our God is able. Our God is good.
There it is.
See that works? Oh, yeah. There it is. We got that doubler thing happening. I might even double it. I might even turn on the doubler for this. So we all know the song, right? Angels We Have Heard on High. Well, Third Day did a version. Gotta get rid of my cable if I can be better with it.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. See him in the manger lay, Jesus, Lord of heaven and earth. Mary, Joseph, lend your aid with us, sing our Savior's birth. Gloria in excelsis Deo. In excelsis Deo.
Bare minimums.
Minimums. But the cool thing is that there's a special we're going to be doing this week. Doesn't hardly have any drums or much of any other instruments, so.
Keep it warm.
Because we're going to have Melody here. Melody's going to be here on Sunday. So this will be a song Melody's going to sing because Melody's not here now. Her dad, me, gets to do it. Who else has joined us here before we get rocking and rolling here? I see Janice, Kayla, Julia, Carlene, Doug, Gary, John, Daryl. Rod Schnatz is on here. Well, how about that? Welcome. Welcome. We're sharing some music. We'll take some prayer requests here in a little bit, share a little message. But for now, just kind of hang out with us while we're singing. Love incarnate, love divine. His iron angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee. The savior of humanity. To us a child is born. He shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. Noel, Noel, the story of amazing love, the light of the world given for us. Noel, Son of God and Son of Man, there before the world began.
Born to suffer, born to save. Born to raise us from the grave. Christ the everlasting Lord, he shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. Given for us, See, there's supposed to be these really cool cymbal mallets building up and some easygoing rhythms. But hey,
how's that going?
Hey, yeah, you heard that. So we've got the choir singing this Sunday. So they are singing the opening hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. Actually, they're going to sing the first verse, and congregation will join in on the other verses. And then for the closing, we'll have Angels from the Realms of Glory. Which, actually, I'm doing that with an MP3 on here. Karen's not going to be here, so we don't have our keyboard player. We don't have her tonight. We don't have her that. And, actually, that's a prayer thing we're lifting up for Karen. I'm gonna write that down so I don't forget it. Karen is... Karen was trying to get some stuff scheduled to take care of some back pain, and she was able to get in at the last minute, mid-December, for the first phase. So the second phase, I guess, that they do on this surgery to help with some pain she's been having in her lower back and her legs is happening on Friday, I believe. Tomorrow. So Karen for her back. God is good. God is faithful. So I better get to the right song, shouldn't I, there? All right, now, we had this request. We had a request from Carolyn Allen, a longtime member here. And I gotta be honest, this isn't necessarily my first choice for a post-service song. But hey, it's a fun song. There's really not a whole lot with it. Ready for this? Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. We found her that Christmas morning. We'll get the words right. At the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws upon her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer,
walking home from my house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just cannot help but wonder, should we open up our gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Oh, Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair on Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Something like that.
Absolute silliness, but hey, that's good. It's good to have fun. It is good to have fun. Who else has joined us? I see Dan Pullman has joined us. Bonita's joined us. Karen, John, and Karen Riley's watching. Awesome. Awesome. Sticking around. Okay. Let us move in toward a... I haven't actually done a message here in the past couple weeks. We were doing... We were doing music. We practiced 2 weeks ago. We practiced music for what we played the music for at the Christmas banquet, which was a lot of fun. So last Thursday, those of you watching on Facebook Live, you got an hour's worth of music, which always keeps things exciting. Let's see if we got this working. Yay! I think we are working here. This is mostly for Facebook anyway. Let's see how that's working. Let's zoom this out. Let's see what's going on. So again, those of you who are watching who haven't been with us before, go ahead and pop up your prayer requests. I need to go ahead and bring up my phone so I can watch all this stuff. Did you have a good day, Mom? Did you have a good day? Awesome. That's how it should be. A good and busy day, no less. Even better. Even better. Stephen's here with us today. We got to pray with Stephen earlier. And hands. How's hand feel? Awesome. So that pain in your hand from that hit is... Only Stephen. Yeah, but hey, bless God, though, forgiveness is real. Forgiveness is real, and the pain is gone. That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, now I'm watching this, so
People can share those and bring those in. What do we think is going to happen here today, Tom? We never know. It might even just open up to the old, to the New Testament and be nice right away. Hey, look at that. Open right to the new. Because in the past, I've gone old and then see how it matches up with the new. Oh. Matthew. Actually, chapter 11 is like square right in the middle, so that must be where we're going today. It's Matthew 11, Jesus and John the Baptist. Good place to be. Good place to hang out. Oh, welcome. Tony's joined us here, too. Daryl's joined us, a couple others. That's great. All right, so we're in Matthew chapter 11. We're looking at Jesus and John the Baptist. And let's just read and see where God takes us on this one. So after Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. And when John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent one of his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who has come, or should we expect someone else?" Okay, so John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus, all right, is asking him, "Hey, are you the dude?" And Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." And as John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd, thanks Todd, about John, and said, "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written," and then there's scripture quoted, "then he said, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way before it." Most of that was in Isaiah, was the prophetic for the coming Messiah. He said, "I will tell you the truth. Among those born of women, there has been not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he is least in the kingdom of heaven and greater than he." All right, now check this out. Now listen to Jesus saying this. This is Matthew 11, verse 11. "I tell you the truth, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist." What was he saying there? What does Jesus make? Yeah. He's saying you know, there's a lot of great prophets that came before John the Baptist, right? I mean, look, you had Elijah doing miracles and all this stuff, and I mean, and John the Baptist is. But the reason he's saying that is because John the Baptist had the privilege of saying, "He's here, he's here." He's here. How awesome is that, right? Very good. Very good. That's right. John the Baptist did say that. He said, "Hey, you need to be baptized in me." And Jesus, remember, he said, "No, we need to fulfill the prophecy." So from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. So Jesus is affirming here, okay, it's now it's really here. He's saying, look, it was just prophecy up to that point. "And if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who has come. He who has ears, let him hear." What does Jesus mean by that? He is the Elijah to come. Well, remember, it was spoken before that Elijah shall come again, or an Elijah-like, okay, and that's actually what John brought through. Very good, a spiritual successor, right, excellent. He said, "So to what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others." I'm on verse 17 now of Matthew 11. "We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by their actions." So there, you know, look how they're doing. So Jesus, of course, comes amongst us as one of us. I mean, look at it, says it right there. You know, hanging out with the sinners, the tax collectors, and tax collectors, of course, were not very highly thought, you know, sought of people. I guess even today they're really not. But in that area, though, they would actually take advantage. They would take advantage and charge more than they should.
Well, the thing is now everything's automated.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, we have electronic checks and balances now, right? Okay. Now we can just hate the computer. Oh, boy. So, I'm wondering if I need to be carrying on with this, Lord. Do I need to go on a little more? Just a little more here with this. So, verse 20, and this is Jesus talking about those cities that didn't repent. Okay, so Matthew 11, verse 20. Then Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent. Isn't that amazing? I mean, they saw mighty miracles from Jesus, and yet they still chose not to repent. And at that point, you know, it goes through and Jesus, woe to the cities, and he's rattling off all the different cities like, wow. And then in verse 25, it's kind of a rest for the weary section. He says, at that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little children. All right. So for the innocent, right? He reveals them to those, to the babes. And that's what we're called to be. We're called to be with a childlike faith, right? Matthew 11, verse 26. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure, and all things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. All right? And those whom the Son chooses to reveal him, all right? So at that point, some of us might be thinking, whoa, you know, has it been revealed? Yeah, yeah. If someone shared with you the good news and you've accepted that, there is a revelation. So lastly, through here on verse 28, he said, come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isn't that awesome? Absolutely awesome. God bless Mary's watching too. You're very welcome, Mary. And for those who've just joined with us, we're going to take some prayer requests locally here now. And of course, anybody on Facebook, please share in, and then we're going to get in a circle and pray. We already had some laying of hands earlier. Earlier, we had Stephen with his arm thing in there, and we pray for your sinuses there too. You know. All right, well, bless God. He's going to take and relax those sinuses for you, too. We prayed for Rita earlier. Rita sings with us in the praise band. Rita had burned her hand making strawberry jam. Jelly, I guess. Jelly or jam. Yeah, bummer. You know, she was pouring the hot water in. Something splashed, and this got her on her hand. And she'd also stubbed her toe, of all things. She's pretty convinced it's broken. But by the grace of God, that pain's gone after we laid hands for prayer on that. Okay, so we're lifting up, we're certainly going to be lifting up Karen, who usually plays the piano here for us. She's not going to be here with us on Sunday either. We do have our choir singing on Sunday, so we're lifting up our choir too. Lifting up our choir for this, just as the good voices and just praising God, because our God is awesome and amazing. I'm lifting up people that are dealing with depression. This time of year is really rough. Really rough for a lot of people. And the enemy really goes overtime. You know, getting people to focus on, you know, well, I don't have any family to spend time with, or a loved one, you know, passed in this past year and years past. So we're just coming against depression and blessing God for all that stuff. And we're lifting up the children. You know, this time of year especially, you know, children can fall into the depression too, for that matter. Anybody, you know, we're not immune to that. So we just got to share the love. Got to be sharing the love. Absolutely. Tom, how's life been for you, my friend? We haven't chatted in a while because we've been doing the music stuff and all. It's been a couple weeks. But here you are. Thanks for being here. Good. Oh, really? One of your folks had to go from jail into the ICU. What happened with him? With the force had him go to the ICU.
Well, he's got substance and several other things.
Oh, wow.
Along with his mental health.
sepsis and junk and mental health. All right, well, Lord, we're lifting him up. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with taking medicine, you know, because God is the healer. God is the healer, so you take your medicine until you're healed. And that's okay. How's everything else for you, Tom? Got any good news for us? Give me a good joy, Tom. Nice. You raised about $1,400? For who?
For the Salvation Army.
Excellent. The Salvation Army. Oh, so were you doing the bell ringing?
Yeah.
Nice. It's a good joy. You watch a lot of TV, don't you? Yeah, I hear you. Actually, we got some. Let me read these off. Some requests we've got via Facebook. Benita said the village of Seven Mile has had 4 deaths in the last 2 weeks. Pray for the families who lost loved ones. Yeah, absolutely. So Seven Mile families. Wow, 4 deaths. We're definitely speaking peace to that. What's that? Oh, yeah, a smaller community like that. You're right. I'm sure that did touch about everybody in that community. Well said. Mary Phillips says, I wish I could be here. Pray my landlord will accept my rent. Allow me to get caught up. Absolutely. Mary, we are lifting you up for favor on that because our God is graceful. He is generous, and we thank that he meets your needs. We'll keep watching through this and see what else rolls up here. How's things going, Mom? You look good. Sinus stuff, okay. Blood pressure? Yeah, I didn't think so, yeah. All right, so we get to talk to your kidneys then. Really? Wow. It's a lot of outdoor eating that you think might be messing with that, huh? Okay. Well, we're certainly lifting it up. Dad, well? You had, Oh, really? Nice. He got to fly. What? Oh, he flew in his decathlon. Dad got to fly his decathlon today. That's cool. Actually, it did look like a pretty decent day to be out doing your thing, wasn't it? Good day for flying, right, Stephen?
Yeah, I guess.
Good, Stephen. What's been happening in your world?
Well,
I'm sorry. Do you have something else? Photography class.
And I also did it.
One more year classes.
I passed my media design class. Now I'm scheduled for media design students.
Media design. Nice.
And what's kind of interesting, right, is that for one of my projects, in photography, I decided to actually go to Spring Grove Cemetery.
Hello, Larry. Hello, Dave.
It's actually
actually got a lot of, should I say, a lot of the interesting sculpture.
You said Spring Grove?
Yes.
Yeah.
Spring Grove Cemetery.
Spring Grove Cemetery is a good place. Ah, yeah.
So
a lot of the original founders of Cincinnati are buried in Spring Grove Cemetery, yeah. Photography class. Stephen's telling us about his photography assignment. Ah, so it's a Spring Grove Cemetery with you took a pictures of a bunch of angels scattered, I guess, throughout the whole cemetery, and you made a collage with that. Well, that's neat.
What I did was I basically did a whole section of maybe about 20 pictures. It started at the bottom of them looking down. And then as your eye goes up the collage, they're beginning to look up.
Ah. So you found angel statues, were they looking down, straight and up, and you put that all in a collage order. Nice.
Go above their eyes, go up there, then they're, then they all look up, and then suddenly they all point
up. Nice. Okay. So they go, essentially they go from this to this.
That's right.
So neat.
They're looking at them, and they're waiting for God to raise them up.
It's fantastic, Stephen. Good project. So you have one more year of school, right?
I'll have to figure out where he's going to send me.
That's right. Well,
I do not know, but I think it's going to be in IT.
All right. So God's direction for you then. How's that?
I don't know what's next.
It's God's direction and through this last year of school.
I'm going to be getting more certifications than
anybody else.
Now and then.
Oh, Juanita joined us. Good. Car's been paid off. You got one more year of school. That's fantastic.
And I've got six classes done. Now I just need another six, and I am hopefully in the better class.
Six more classes. There you go. Excellent. Well, God is good, brother. God is good. You're blessed. You are blessed. That's fantastic. Let's see. Anybody else on Facebook? Any more prayer requests before we get in our circle? I don't see any others. I'll try and keep an eye on it here as we kind of circle up. Unless anybody else, who else am I forgetting here? I mentioned. Of course we've got some other ones here at the church too. We have, of course, Jan Stewart and Karen Riley, Robin. Actually, Sandy, Debbie's actually with Sandy tonight. What did she tell me that was? But Sandy's improving. Sandy's, of course, she finished all her treatment. She had her surgery. So actually, Debbie's helping with her on that. So yeah, obviously, Sandy and Leroy. All right. Did you say, Tom, did you say earlier, did you say Ross, because Ross was ringing the bell, did you say that Ross as a church had collected?
Church.
Oh, the Methodist Church. This one or just, the Ross Methodist, this one?
We brought in more than any other group on Saturday.
Really? So this church, the Roth Community United Methodist Church, it was ringing the bells for the Salvation Army. It was at the Beckett Ridge Krogers. In theory, there's money there, right? There must be because they collected the most for their group, right? They connected the most for their group based on the size of the group, I guess. So if you get a big enough group with enough hours, you can claim that title, right? In the right spot. $422 and 4.5 hours collected for Salvation Army. That was at Beckett. The Beckett Ridge closers. Nice. Nice. Fantastic. Oh, got one more request to add on here from Kathy. And so for Kathy for direction, absolutely. That kind of ties in with Stevens too, so. So we are going to Kathy Wand. If I can write. Neat. Well, let's see if we can't get into a circle. Greg Spears has joined us too. Welcome, Greg. If we can get in and see what we got. We like to spin this around. We can see small group here tonight, but hey, we're two or more gathered, right? That's what it's all about. We're two or more gathered. It's got his face. It's perfect. What more could we ask for? What more could we ask for? Come here, Mom. Come on now. This is good, right? Our God is good. Our God is gracious. Our God is able. And Lord, I thank you for the gathering of the saints here. Because it's been a few weeks since we got together in our circle. We had had all the things going on, the busyness of the church this time of year. But there is that joy. There is that joy and the peace for Christmas. I know this time of year can be really rough for a lot of different people. You know, they're focusing on things that make them sad. The loss of a loved one, the feeling of not being loved, not being invited, just that there's the enemy just loads us up with this junk. But Lord, I thank you that your grace and mercy are real, and I thank you that your love is greater than all the stuff that this world has to offer us. So Lord, we come against depression. We just speak the joy of Jesus. The joy of Jesus into everyone that watches, hears our voice here, that watches us later, just everybody, Lord. Everybody. We've got a lot of things happening for people within this church, Lord. We're lifting up Karen Offinger for the operation on her back tomorrow, Lord, that the pain that she's been enduring these many years, that it just is gone, that this takes care of it. So I thank you, Jesus, for your amazing grace and mercy and grace and goodness. Lord, we're lifting up Robin Montgomery, Lord, for her just restoration, healing, peace, just full restoration, Lord. Full restoration, not only for Robin, but for Karen Riley, for Jan Stewart, for Sandy and Leroy. And I thank you, Lord, those people that are ministering to her. Debbie, I know, is ministering to Sandy and Leroy. And there's so many others in this church that ministers to a lot of people, to so many people here. Lifting up, haven't talked with Scott Armstrong. He was having a lot of problems with his back on Sunday. So I don't know where he's at with it, but Lord, I'm thanking you. You take care of that for him. Saw Larry this morning. He was having back problems on Sunday. Saw him this morning, but he was sitting the whole time. So actually, I don't know. I don't know. Well, was he tilted? Good point. I didn't notice that he was tilted. So, but anyway, Lord. Yeah. But thank you, Lord. You take care of these things. So, Lord, we come against that depression and speak joy. We thank you, Lord, that you touch the children. Thank you for this Operation Magi. I see all this stuff around here, Stephen, all these tables. Yeah. These represent 13 families. Oh. We get lists from them, you know, on what they need, the ages of the children, and what their needs are, what their wants are, too, you know, okay. For toys and the like. Okay. And and Salvation Army's over there, too, right? So we just, in this... This church, which has an average attendance around 65 or 70, okay. Does all this, you know, for that many families, okay. And that's fantastic. And
local area?
So yeah, people will come in locally. Okay, yes, yeah, it's local, right. It's local. You see, there's coats and blankets and
right,
and in some cases there's the toys for the children. It just all depends.
But, yeah,
yeah. And food, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, big basket of food too, big basket of food. So it's good. And along those lines, I thank you, though, for the joy that Brother Tom shared with us for that Salvation Army going out and getting her done, especially for the members here of this church as a group collecting a good chunk of money that's going to be passed out and help for those people in need. And that's good. You know, a lot of people don't know the full extent of the Salvation Army. It is actually a church. It actually, you know, a lot of the people just thought it was an organization, but it is a church. And bless God. You know, they're out there to help. They're out there to believe. And Lord, we're lifting up one of Tom's folks. He's in the ICU now. And Lord, I thank you that you get him back to restore, get his mind clear. Get his mind clear, knowing what he needs to do to stay healthy and just give him a focus, Lord. A focus on the joy of Jesus. Sometimes that almost seems like an impossibility, but Lord, we know nothing's impossible for you. So Lord, we thank you. Thank you as you you bring all that together. Benita brought to us those in 7 Mile, the 4 deaths in the past couple weeks, all the families that are affected by that. Lord, it's a small community, so we know it affected a lot of people deeply. So Lord, we just speak the peace of God amongst all those families, all that have been touched by that. Especially difficult, through this time of year. And Lord, I thank you for Mary. Mary Phillips has been watching here, and bless God, you know, she has a heart for you, Lord. And I appreciate, Mary, those comments you've been sharing, how you enjoy it. And I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do, because we do this. We'd be doing this even if it was just one person watching, because God instructs us to carry and share all that through. But thank you, Lord, for great favor upon her, for her Matthew 6 blessings upon her, that all her needs are met, that she has some grace through her landlord, to keep things flowing. And we just speak better for you, Mary, just better. You know, Hebrews 11:6 declares to us that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So I thank you, Lord. Mary is seeking you. She's seeking you out and trusting in you to provide. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of Mary with that. Lord, we're lifting up Mom for this sinus junk and for this blood pressure stuff that's trying to be crazy. So we just speak to the kidneys right now. So, Daddy, I thank you. She right now just feels her kidneys being touched and her entire body's coming into full balance as that blood pressure just relaxes and is restored. So kidneys, you work, you do your job, the entire circulatory system, every vessel, every heartbeat, every bit, Lord, I thank you for perfectly perfect for her. Here we go. Give her more, Lord. Just light her up. Light her up. And anybody else who's listening to this, Lord, all these things we speak to anybody and everybody that's hearing these things. I thank you, Lord, for the joy of a nice day today. Dad getting to have some fun, getting in his airplane again. I know it's been a little while since he's done that. So it's good. Bless God for Stephen being here, and Lord, for taking care of that hand and that pain he was dealing with. I thank you that his sinuses get a little moistened up. Sinuses is a rough thing this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, this is, welcome to Cincinnati. but I thank you, Lord, for that great healing. And I thank you, Lord, for the healing that Rita received earlier, too, with her hand and with her toe, and for what Stephen has received. Thank you, Lord, that Stephen's got only one more year of this class stuff to go through.
Yeah.
So I thank you for his... For and, perseverance.
And suck back.
Thank you for perseverance and the blessings that come with it. Mm. And the blessings that come with it, man, because our God is awesome. Our God is faithful. So we're just proclaiming God's clarity and direction for you, my friend, as you're getting closer to finish these classes, that God is pointing you the right way, that the pathways are opened. And also similar for Kathy. Kathy Wan, she had asked, speaking for direction. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you that. Even for Kathy, the Spirit's kind of laying on my heart. Lord, I thank you that you give Kathy a dream. And give her a dream here in the next day or so. Give her a dream or a vision that is given clarity for her on what she needs. Give her the peace and the confidence that this is your will for her. Because Kathy, God's got a great desire for every one of us, you know, to achieve what we were created for. And every one of us, of course, was created to love God and to worship God. And every one of us was created to share the good news and to love others. But there's something special, though, that God usually helps us focus on. So I thank you, Lord, for revelation for Kathy on that is revealed. That is revealed and it's clear. What else is coming up? We've got Chrysalis flights. Walk to Emmaus, the youth version is called Chrysalis. So we have a boys' flight and a girls' flight. Girls' flight is first. It's in January. On the Martin Luther King long weekend, and then the President's Day long weekend in February is the boys' flight. So, Lord, we're thanking you that people come for that. For those who are listening, if you're not familiar with that, contact me on Facebook or go to northernlightsemmaus.org. Actually, I just made a new website for them for that because the old one bellied up and didn't come back up. But God makes a way. God makes a way. So I thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Would you join me in the Lord's Prayer, please? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thanks, everybody.
We're not changing the Lord's prayer.
That's right. That's right. Well, our God is awesome. He's gracious. Thanks for hanging out with us here through today. Guys, you know, God, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. This time of year, the enemy's working hard, but we come against depression and all the junk. So we speak the love and joy of Jesus. God bless you guys. Make it a great rest of the week. See you next week.